London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down.
My fair lady, ha!
Try to beg or borrow, maybe start a fight. Your friends don't want to know you, they just pass you by. So they couldn't be your friends because they wouldn't lie. Sit down, shut up, don't dare to cry. Things will get better if you really try. So don't you panic, give it one more try. Don't you panic, give it one more try. You got a girl that doesn't please you, all she cries. The day turns in the night, you try to satisfy. You bring her all the things she wants, you don't improve. You think you give her up, until the neighbor you move. So sit down, shut up, don't dare to cry. Things are getting better if you really try. So don't you panic, give it one more try. Don't you panic, give it one more try, try.
Nothing at all, at all, at all. What's the next song?
The one about me.
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
What?
Like Jenny said.
Don't always seem to go. That you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Right into the half Nelson, pinning for Dickman again, and Van Dam able to kick out. Dam. Sweeping the leg. Nice move by Van Dam. The leg sweep. And Van Dam, again, more unorthodox offense. And Stephanie, boy, she's smiling. Van Dam makes that woman smile. The leg is hit. And, oh, the lock again kicked out. What has Van Dam snapped here? Boy, it's up. I don't know what Van Dam's thinking. Hope these men can be counted out here, disqualified. And both Van Dam, my God, his body bounced off the table. Van Dam's back could be cracked.
How can you condone the actions of The Rock, JR?
You condone him telling their table.
This is not a hardcore match.
He's glittering in it. You saw what he was doing. Block in the right hand. Come to the right of his home. RVD tries it again, and The Rock blocks it again. Another right. The Rock looking to lay the smack down on the challenger for the WCW title.
Hey, wait a minute!
Another right hand by The Rock. Van Dam balling, an EDT. Van Dam with a slam, and I tell you what, that may be it for The Rock. After last night's two on one.
That game's going up! That game's going up!
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can split it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you're hot, hot, you're hot.
You're hot.
La, 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 la.
Took us into court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 all year if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out the back of this courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac? What do you mean, contempt of court? Judge. Oh, judge.
Lady, I want to get to the bottom of this. ASAFP.
Oh, so do I.
But first, I'd like to butter your muffin.
Why do you have to be such a wanker?
Because I get off on it.
Love was something I could. could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much, but this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Some heavy blows that never knock me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me and down I go. And baby, it's no mystery why I surrender. Girl, you got everything. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. About you that don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. I love your attitude, your rose tattoo, your every thought, your smile, your lips, and girl, the list goes on. For me, where you kiss, where you cry, where you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have. Your dance, your drive, you make me feel alive. The way you talk, the way you tease. By now I think you see.
I stayed with Lieutenant Dan and celebrated the holidays.
You have a great year and hurry home. God bless you.
Have you found Jesus yet, Don?
I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, sir.
That's all these cripples down at the VA. That's all they ever talk about. Leaving. Jesus this, and Jesus that. Have I found Jesus?
They even had a priest come and talk to me. He said, God is listening, but I have to help myself. Now, if I accept Jesus into my heart, I'll get to walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven. Did you hear what I said? Walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven. Well, kiss my crippled ass. God is listening. What a crock of shit.
I'm going to heaven, Lieutenant Dane.
Oh? Well, before you go, why don't you get your ass down to the corner and get us another bottle of Ripple?
Yes, sir.
Going down. cry this time. Out of bed, don't cry this time. If you cry about a nickel, you die by the time. She wouldn't cry, but the money won't mind.
I die.
You bet you do. I love the way you do. I love the way you do. Good Lord, on this good Port Island roof.
My captain's so mean on me.
My captain's so mean on me. My captain's so mean on me. Good Lord, on this good Port Island roof.
They can't hate me.
Hulkster climbing those steps.
Look at the hushed silence going over the crowd.
They don't know what the Hulkster's going to do, and neither do I. Oh, look at this. Hulk presented the belt and raised the hand of the Warrior.
Baby! baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights. Fast cars, shooting stars. All of the lights, all of the lights.
Dead. I slapped my girl, she called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights,
top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Life, drug life, thug life, rock life, every night.
All of the lights, turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights.
Restraining order, can't see my daughter. Her mother, brother, grandmother hate me in that order. Public visitation, we met at Borders. Told her she'd take me back, I'll be more supportive. I made mistakes, I bumped my head. In court sucked me dry, I spent that bread. She need a daddy, baby please. Can't let her grow up in that ghetto university.
All of the lights,
top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Fast life, drug life, thug life, rock life, every night.
All of the lights, turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights.
Get mine, baby, gotta let this.
Unemployment line, credit card decline. Did I not mention I was about to lose my mind? And also was about to do that. Okay, okay, you know we're going all the way this time. 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 We're going all the way this time.
time for you. It's time for you. I'm telling you that dreams come true. Come on, baby, it's time, time, time. It's time for you. Thank you very much. You're marvelous. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This is Francis Albert reminding you that it is time. It's time that for all of us to start buying and driving American cars. Recently, I visited the Motor City, and I have to be quite honest with you that I did not like what I saw. Kabish? Thousands, thousands and thousands of beautiful guys and chicks out of work because you are not buying American cars. Now, I'd like you to meet one of the guys that America forgot. If you'd be so kind, please welcome from the United Auto Workers of America, Jerry Hemphill, ladies and gentlemen. It's very nice to have you here, Jerry. Speak.
Thank you. Good to be here, Frank. Well, Frank, I used to work for Chrysler, and I was installing power seat assemblies until I got laid off. Well, it's bad enough for me and my old lady, you know, but it's hard to see the kids staying at home just starving.
You hear that, America? Because you do not care enough to drive and buy American cars.
That's right, Frank. I'll tell you, these people, they just build their cars out of cheap, thin aluminum. Now, I got something to show you here, Frank.
We're talking foreign labor here. We're talking Japs, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a Japanese beer can right here, Fred. Now, you see how they're cheap, thin aluminum. Now, your American cars are built solid, like a J.C. Higgins bowling ball. You follow me, Frank?
I got you, Jerry.
You just thank God your family wasn't in here.
Thank you very much. Jerry Hemphill, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Jerry.
O'Reilly.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And now I'd like viewers to meet someone that wasn't so lucky, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us your name, sweetheart.
Melissa.
Melissa, tell the people your story.
Well, my dad got one of those cheap Japanese cars, you know, and we were going to my grandmother's house, you know, for dinner, and my dad ran into this cow, and he hurt the cow real bad, and I had to go to the hospital. And now I can't play with the other children.
God bless you, sweetheart.
And now I can't even do that.
Okay, America, you want another reason to stop buying Jap cars? Huh? I got 1,000 reasons, like the rows upon rows of simple white crosses that mark the graves at Arlington National Cemetery. I take you back to December 7th, 1941, and the story of a young gunner aboard the USS Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed my honor to introduce to you Harold Duffy, U.S. Navy, retired. Okay, Chief, tell them how it happened.
Well, I remember I was playing the harmonica and laughing up with some of my buddies aboard the USS Arizona, and then from out of nowhere came them Jap planes, their machine guns spitting death. I lost my best buddy that day, Frank.
I know what you mean. When we were shooting from here to eternity, I had to leave the set every day because of the tears in my eyes.
Bless you, Frank. Well, you think of that the next time you see a friend or neighbor driving one of them Japmobiles, you tell them that the same tuna heads that put together the assembly of that darn thing are probably the same people who are responsible for jamming bamboo shoots under these fingernails.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, who can understand the Oriental mind, Frank? I'll tell you, you're talking about people who build their houses out of paper. People who build their, they call their planes zeros. They call their boats junks.
Wait, for the record, Chief, I think the junks are Chinese, not Japanese.
Well, what's the difference? You remember on Bonanza, whenever there was a range war, where the hell was Hop Sing anyway, huh? And you're buying cars from people that eat raw fish. Now think of that. How would you like to open the glove compartment of your Honda and find one of these in there?
Thank you very much. Harold Duffy, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. Navy retired from the USS Arizona. Thank you, Harold Duffy. After hearing all these beautiful people speak tonight, there is only one thing I can say. Let's strive for America. Strive for America. Each time I see those dots and Z's, I wanna punch out a Japanese. Go to hell, Toyota. Drop dead Subaru. Let's ride for America. Take pride in America. Let's drive for America. Old red, I'm talking white and a blue.
Thank you. the Chisholm Trail it was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind because of the life he had chosen. Carmela had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandido. Carmela had left him alone. But today someone wrote a message. She'd been seen in old San Antonio. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. He'd sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'll walk straight in old San Antonio. Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last it'd been found. As the Ranger's badge showed brightly, El Bandido lay on the ground. Carmela knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio.
I told you to stop fucking with me, didn't I? You think you're so bad, huh, nigga?
What are you shooting at, soldier?
Goose, man, what the fuck you think I'm shooting at?
I'm sorry, sir. There are goofs out there by the wire. But I think I killed them all.
Oh, you ain't shot shit, man. Listen. Oh, shit. He's trying to call his friends, man. Son of a flash. You're so bad, huh, nigga? You think you bad, huh?
They're all dead, stupid. There's one still alive underneath their bodies.
Who's the commanding officer here?
Ain't you?
On the wire, man. You hear him?
Lance!
Well, do you hear him? Well, bless him.
Hey, G.I., fuck you!
You get him out there on the wire, man.
Yeah.
You need a flare?
No. He's close, man. He's real close. fucker.
Hey, soldier. Do you know who's in command here?
Yeah.
Let me tell the news. My head got wet in midnight dew. Great God, I've been down on my bending knees, talking to a man from Galilee. My God spoke and he sounded so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said.
Go tell that lonesome liar, hey. Go tell that midnight rider, hey. Tell the gambling, rambling backslider.
Let me tell you, God Almighty gonna cut you down. You might run on for a long time.